Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Zayin. We are holding on, daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We are at Tanya Beis Shama Yom Shlosha Kitos Hein Li Yom Hadin, about 5 lines from the bottom of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, also by the Newman family, in honor of Eliza and AJ's wedding last night, mazel tov to the entire family, also by Henry Olinsky, Lizecha Nishmas, Harabanit, Fredel Weiss, Allah Shalom, mother of Arava Gon, Rav Usher Weiss, Shlita, also by Vivian and Menachem Rosenberg and family to commemorate the Shloshim of Menachem's father, Yisrael ben Avram, Moshe Zichron Levracha, on the 29th of Cheshvan, and also Lila Nishmas, Rachel Hindel, Brindel Bas, Alexander Siskind, Billy Kasavsky, co-sponsored by her husband, Leon Kasavsky, 100 years old, children Sam and Maxine Kasavsky, Michael and Ziva Kasavsky, and Judy Cooperman Natan and David Natan. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding again 5 lines on the bottom on Daf Yud Zayin and Beza. We're still discussing the 3 Svarim that are open on Rosh Hashanah, so we're going to get into what happens on the ultimate Yom HaDin La'achar Me'ah Ve'esrim as well, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides who's going where, and we're going to have Machlokes Be'Sham Be'Silal about the Din of Beinunim La'asid Lavo, and then the Gemara is going to list all of those who are even worse than Rasha'im and suffer a worse fate La'asid Lavo than regular Rasha'im would suffer. Then the Gemara is going to define different types of evil people, Poshe Yisrael Begufan, what that means, the Poshe Umos Ha'olam Begufan, what that means. The Gemara is going to then have 3 suggestions how Hashem does chesed with the Beinonim, and the Gemara is going to speak a little bit about the milos of being mavir al midosav, about the value of one being mavir al midosav, one being forgiving of things and not holding a grudge. Then the Gemara is going to discuss din and rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided and resolved certain stiras and psukim, some indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with din or with tzedek, and others that imply that he works with rachamim or with chesed, and then that's going to lead the Gemara into the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, and then we're going to have 4 questions on the idea that tshuva can tear up a gzar din. So a lot of inyanim relating to din in today's daf. So let's begin 5 lines from the bottom of the page on daf tezayin on beis. Tanya b'shami omrim shlosha kitos in liyom adin. Over here, the yom adin means the yom adin agadol that's going to be in the time of Tchias HaMesim, that there are 3 groups that are going to have to figure out that whose fate is going to be determined. Achashel Tzadikim Gemurim, there are going to be people who are Tzadikim Gemurim that have more Zechuyos than they have Avonos. Vachashel Rishayim Gemurim, then you can have Rishayim Gemurim who have more Avonos than they have Zechuyos. And then Vachashel Beinonim, then you can have Beinonim that are Mechzal Mechzal, Mechzal Zechuyos, Mechzal Avonos. So what happens to each group? Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtam Liyalta L'chaya Olam. They're going to go straight to Olam Haba. They don't go to Gehenim at all. Rishon Gemurim Nechtam Liyalta L'Gehenim. Rishon Gemurim go straight to Gehenim. They don't go to Olam Haba. Olshem Rabbim Yishenei An Masofer Yakitzu Eile L'chaya Olam Ve'eile L'charafos L'diron Olam. That by Tchias HaMesim, many of the Yishenei Afar, many of those who are sleeping in the ground are going to wake up, and they're going to have a Tchias HaMesim, and there will be those whose judgment is going to be L'chayi Olam, and that's a reference to the Tzadikim, and there are those that are going to be L'diron Olam, and that's a reference to the Rishayim. What happens to the Beinonim? Beinonim, Yordan L'Gehenim, they go to Gehenim for some amount of time, but then Umetzaftzifin V'olin, then they cry out because of the Yisurim that they're suffering in Gehenim, and ultimately after some short amount of time in Gehenim, they come out of Gehenim and they enter Olam Haba like the Tzadikim. Shenemar Ve'vesi Yas HaShlishis Ba'eshu Tziraftim Kitzrofes HaKesef U'vichantim Kivchonis HaZav Hu Yikra B'Shmi V'ani En Elso. That they go through a purifying process, like silver is purified, so it has to be put in the fire a little bit, but as they're put in the fire, they cry out, and then Hashem ultimately lifts them out of their Valei Amamra Chana, and about them, that Chana says, Hashem meimis u'mechaya morit sha'ol v'ya'al. What's meimis u'mechaya? It should be mechaya u'meimis. Hashem first brings us to life, but one is born and lives before one dies. So meimis u'mechaya must be referring to the la'asadavo. That's what the Aruch Haner points out, that the drush is the fact that it says meimis before mechaya. So you know that we're talking about the chayim that happens after Miso, meaning after Tchias HaMesim, and that's the drasha we make from Chana. These are the three groups. So says the Gemara, Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, V'rav Chesed, Mata Klape Chesed, that the Beinim don't go to Gehenim at all, but it's like it says in the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, it says, V'rav Chesed, that Hashem tilts the scales in favor of Chesed, in the direction of Chesed. V'aleim Omer David, and it's about these Beinim that David HaMelech says in Hallel, Ahavti Kiyishma Hashem Eskoli. It says, Afafuni Chavli Mavis Mitzari Shol Mutsuuni, that David HaMelech thought that he's about to go into Gehenim, that everything is falling apart, and then I have to Kiyishma Hashem Eskoli, but Kodesh Baruch Hu heard my voice, that I was crying out in Gehenim, that Hashem lifts me up. V'aleim Amar David, it's about them that David says, Kol HaParsha Kula, the entire Parsha, Dalosi V'li Yoshia, that even though we're Dalim, even though we don't have any mitzvos, we have so few mitzvos, we're poor in mitzvos, and our mitzvos are not sufficient to be Machria, the Kaf L'Zchus, to turn the scale in our favor, but Kodesh Baruch will save us anyway by being mata klape chesed, by allowing the scale to be weighed more heavily in the direction of chesed. So the Braisa brings that there are some Rishayim though whose onus is even greater. Poshe Yisrael begufan, Poshe Yumos Ha'olam begufan. The Jewish Poshe begufan and the Yumos Ha'olam who are Poshe begufan are Yordam leGehenim v'Yidonim b'Shnei Masor Chodesh. They go to Gehenim and they stay there for 12 months in order to punish them and not only to be mitar them from their averos, but there is still a set time for the amount of yisurim they're going to suffer. And lachar shemas and chodesh guf and kala, after 12 months, their guf is entirely incinerated. V'neshmasa nisrefes, their neshama is burnt. V'ruach mefezart and tachas kapos ragle atzadikim, and the ashes of the burnt remnants of their guf and the neshama is scattered under the feet of the tzaddikim. Shnemar v'asos rishayim ki u'efer tachas kapos raglehem. That's the fate that they're going to that they're going to suffer. But then there's a group that's even worse off than that. Aval, there's a fourth group that doesn't even get up at all at the time of Tchias HaMesim and isn't even judged in the ultimate Yom HaDin, and there's not going to have any set amount of time to the Yisurim. They could suffer endless Yisurim. Haminin v'amesoros, Minim, who are like the Tzdukim and the Baitusim that turn the Divrei Elokim Chayim into something terrible. The Mesoros, people who are Malshin and Maser against Klal Yisrael to the Yumos HaOlam. V'amushumadim v'apikorsim, people who are Mevazet Tamid Chachamim. Shekafru b'Torah, and people who say that there's no Torah in HaShemayim. V'shekafru b'Tchias HaMesim, people who deny Tchias HaMesim. V'shepirshu midar Ketzibur, people who do not get involved with the tzibur, do not view themselves as part of the tzibur. They're loners, and they don't bind up their destiny with the destiny of the tzibur. V'shenasu chitisim ba'aretz chayim. The Gemara is going to have to explain what that one means. V'shechatu v'hichtiu es harabim, and those who sinned and those who caused others to sin, kigon Yeravam ben Nevat v'chaverav, like Yeravam ben Nevat and people like that. All of those people are yordan l'gehenim and yidonim ba'ledore doros. They go to Gehenim not just for 12 months, they stay in Gehenim ledore doros. Shenemar v'yatsu v'ro b'figre anashim ha'poshim bi. And Gehenim kala ve'heinenim kalim, that even if Gehenim is going to be gone, la'asad lavo, they're going to be punished forever. Shnemar v'tzurim levalos sha'ol, that their tzura is that they're going to be wiped away, they're going to be rubbed out in the sha'ol forever. Their punishment is never going to run out. V'kol kach lavo, why do they suffer such a significant punishment? M'nei sh'pashtu yideim b'zvul, because they're the ones that destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Shnemar mizvul lo, that the pasuk says mizvul, that they caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. Vein Zvul el Beis HaMikdash. I know that the Zvul means the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar b'no b'nisi Beis Zvul lach v'aleim amrochana Hashem yechatu merivav. That they're the ones that quarrel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. The Aruch Lener points out that we're not only talking about the Rishayim that were around in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. No, it means b'chol dar v'dar, because the Gemara tells us that kol dor that ein beis hamikdash is nivna biyam, of any generation that the beis hamikdash is not rebuilt during our time, it's kilu nechrav biyamav. So you can't just blame it on the people who were around in the door that the beis hamikdash was destroyed and say, oh, it's their averos that destroyed the beis hamikdash. Any rishayim that are around nowadays, it's their averos also that destroyed the beis hamikdash, because the beis hamikdash would have been rebuilt had it not been for those averos. Their faces are blackened like the bottom of a pot that's been used many times, and the bottom becomes all black. These Rishayim are the people who are living it up in Mechuza, the people who seem to be living a very pampered lifestyle. They're Shapiri Shapiri. They live in such a they're fat, and they live such a life of tanug, but they're called, after they die, they're referred to as Bnei Gehenim. So it's ultimately not going to pay off for them. That Rashi writes that we're not Gores Sheparshim Midarkei Hatzibor, because all of those that we list, all the others that are on the list are also Parish from the Darkei Yisrael. So what do you have to mention? Parshim Midarkei Hatzibor. However, the Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Shuva apparently is Gores. And he says Parish Midarkei Hatzibor means that they don't do Averos. It's just that they're Nivdal Me'adas Yisrael Ve'inos Mitzvos B'chlalan. They don't participate in communal mitzvos. The community is doing mitzvos. They're doing mitzvos too, but in their own private homes. They're not nichnas in the tzara of Klal Yisrael. They don't fast when Klal Yisrael is fasting. Meaning, when Klal Yisrael is suffering something, they just don't connect to the suffering of Klal Yisrael, and they just go on with their lives. It doesn't affect me right now. So if it doesn't affect me, so then it doesn't bother me. So that's the Poshe Yisrael. That's the portion Midarkei Hatzibor, rather, that people who are not nichnas into the tzara of Klal Yisrael. Now, one of the things we mentioned over here is that Machtiei Harabim never get out of Gehenim. They're in that worst group, the Machtiei Harabim. That's what the Rama mentions in Hilchos Tshuva as well, that they don't have a chelek liolam haba, the Machtiei Harabim. There was a tshuva in the Marsham in Chelek Zayin, Sim Mem Zayin, where he discussed the following case. There was a certain butcher who was machil nevelos l'rabim b'mezit. He was feeding nevelos to the community. Every once in a while you have such a maisa where you have a butcher that they discover is feeding the velos to everybody. And when this butcher died, his yorshim paid an exorbitant sum of money to have him buried right next to a certain tzaddik. So the halacha is a very clear halacha. The Gemara tells us in Masech Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vav that we're not covered tzaddik etzel rasha, or rasha etzel tzaddik. You don't put a rasha next to a tzaddik. The Gemara comes up in Masech Sanhedrin, because when we talk about the Dalet Misos Beis Din, the Gemara says that even those who are chayiv misas based in, if they're chayiv the more chamur misas based in, they're in a separate beis hakvaros than those who are chayiv the more kal misas based in. People who are chayiv skil and sreifa aren't buried next to people who are chayiv harig v'chenek, because one is a rasha gomor, the other one's not such a rasha gomor. He did the averos that are lesser averos, but certainly to bury a rasha etzel tzaddik, that's a halacha that we don't do. Rav Shachter told us that he thought he was under the impression that's why the practice is in many cemeteries that they have a portion of the cemetery for each shul. You find different shuls have a portion of the cemetery. And the assumption is that people who daven together are roughly of the same level of observance as each other. So it's the best approximation of tzaddik etzel tzaddik and rasha etzel rasha, that people are generally of the same level of religious observance. That's what he was under the impression, that's how that minhag developed. And we paskin this in Shulchan Aruch, they're not allowed to bury tzaddik etzel rasha. So the Marsham was asked, what do we do now? So even though there is such a halacha that you're not allowed to bury a rasha etzel tzaddik, they wanted to know, okay, but it was done already. The Yorshim paid for this kever, and they got it, and they buried him. Should we remove him? Should we take him out of that kever? So the Marsham says that even though by a normal rasha, the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Yerodeh Simon Shin Mem Aleph, where he says that even though you're not supposed to bury a rasha etzel tzaddik, but b'dieved, if it was already done, you don't do pinoy emes, you don't remove him for that purposes, says the Marsham, but that's only by a stam rasha, because we assume that maybe he already has kapara through the tsar of the misa itself and all, and the chibut hakever. But that which you, someone who's machti the rabbim, the Gemara says is eini yotzi migehenim liolam. So there is no kapara. He's not yotzi migehenim liolam. So you don't have the right to assume that he achieved kapara. Says Marsham, you got to take. you got to take him out. I says Marashan, but maybe he did tshuva right before he died, and if someone did tshuva, so b'makom she bali tshuva umdemein tzaddikim gemurim yuchalim lamod. He's certainly more than deserving to be buried etzel tzaddik if he actually did tshuva. So he says, well, the Gemara says at the end of Maseches Yuma that someone who's machti as a rabbim ein maspikin biyado lasos tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of closes off the doors of tshuva or the darkei tshuva toward him, so he's not going to have a good chance of being able to do tshuva. So mistama, you don't get to make that assumption that he did tshuva. If you know that he did tshuva bevadai, then you leave him. Then you don't move him, because obviously, even if someone HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it difficult for someone to do tshuva, it doesn't mean that he can't do tshuva. There's no such thing as can't do tshuva. Too many people are under the impression that for avera X, Y, or Z, they're never able to do tshuva, and it becomes crippling in their entire lives. There's always the ability to do tshuva. So we mentioned a couple of weeks ago in the drasha that when Acher, the Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga, that Acher said that Shemati Me'acharei Apargot, that they were saying that shuvu balim shuv v'mchutz me'acher, that everybody has the ability to do tshuva chutz me'acher. That's what the Shulah HaKadosh says, that his response should have been, I don't accept that. That I'm still going to do tshuva, because even HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, whatever Kol Nashar Melech Baal HaBayis Gemara Pesachim says, whatever the Baal HaBayis, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, you're supposed to do chutz mitzei, unless he tells you not to do tshuva and that you can't do tshuva and that you're hopeless. A person could always do tshuva, but it becomes much, much harder if a person was machti as a rabbim. So for us to make the assumption that he did tshuva, that we're not willing to assume that he did tshuva. So you have to pull up the grave, says the Marsham. Unbelievable. Amr Mars, says the Gemara, Beis Hillel Omrim, V'Rav Chesed, Mata Klapei Chesed. Beis Hillel holds that the Beinonim don't get judged for Gehenim at all, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rigs the judgment in the direction of Chesed. V'Aksir Ve'Vesi HaSashlishus Be'esh, but doesn't the Pasuk say that they're Nidon Be'esh? Esh means Esh of Gehenim. No, Hasam B'Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan. That's talking about people who are Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan, where even Beis Hillel would say, yes, they have to spend some time in Gehenna. So says the Gemara, how could you say it's talking about Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan? Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan, V'amrit Lasu Takanta. We said before that Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan, their Gufan is Kala, Nishmasan Nisrefes, they're never going to be fully back intact. Their ashes are going to end up Tachas Ragli at Tzadikim. And over here we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cleanse them through Gehenim, and then they're going to go out of Gehenim. So says Mara, Kilasu Takanta Berov Avonos. When do we say Poshe Yisrael B'Gufam, or their Gufan Kalan and Nishmas and Nisrefes? That's when they have mostly Avonos. And among their Avonos, one of the many Averis that they have, which is Rov Avonos, is that they're also Poshe Yisrael B'Gufam. But the Pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cleanse them and they'll have an atonement for their Averis, that's talking about mechtz avonos and mechtz zechuyos, beinonim that are half and half, vizbunami avon to poshe yisrael begufan. But on the side of half averos that they also have that aver of being poshe yisrael begufan. So lo sagile. So says Gemara Tzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to just be mata klapei chesed for them, the lav ve'vesi ha'shlish beish, without first going through a little bit of Gehenim, v'im lav, and if they don't have that aver of poshe yisrael begufan on their resume, so then Rav Chesed, mata klapei chesed. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rav Chesed, that he's mata klapei chesed. So Tosfos points out that even though we said that Rishoyim Gemurim, that Arubim Avonos, are nechtamim le'gehenim, that's only for Yud Beis Chodesh, but then they come out of Gehenim and they get a chelik li'olam haba. That's what we assume. That's why we say one says kaddish for a parent for 11 months and not 12 months, because to say kaddish for 12 months assumes that they're going to spend 12 months in Gehenim. That seems to be assuming that they're reshayim gemurim, meaning that they have ruba mavonos. A person is not supposed to make such an assumption about their parents, so they only say kaddish for 11 months. They assume that their time in Gehenim is going to be much shorter. But if they had the chet of poshe yisrael begufan, then it's good from Kala, then they're gone for eternity. And the Rosh writes that it turns out that there are shisha chiluke dinim in dine olam haba, that there are actually six levels, six madrigals of people in olam haba. There are tzaddikim gemurim, which means people who have rov zuchuyos, they're nechta v'nechtam li'alter l'chay olam haba. Then you have beinanim, which is mechsa al mechsa, but on their resume is not poshe yisrael begufan. They don't have that particular avera, which we have yet to identify, of poshe yisrael begufan. Gufan. So then it's Rav Chesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mata Klapei Chesed, so they don't have to go to Gehenim at all. Then you have the Beinonim that do have Poshei Yisrael B'Gufan on their resume, so they go to Gehenim, but they're Mitzafzifin Va'olin. They cry out to Hashem, and then they ultimately make it out of Gehenim. Then you have Rishoyim that have more Avonos, but on the resume is not Poshei Yisrael B'Gufan. So they go to Gehenim for Yud Beis Chodesh, and then they get to Chayil Maba, and then you have Rishoyim that are Rubam Avonos, but on the resume is Poshei Yisrael B'Gufan. They go to Gehenim for Yud Beis Chodesh, and then after Yud Beis Chodesh, Gufan Kala, Nishmasa, Nisrefes, Aruach is Mefazart, and they end up Tachas Ragle, Kapos Ragle at Tzadikim. And then you have the Tzdukim, Baitusim, the Mosrim, and they're Yordei L'Gehenim L'Dori Doros. They're stuck forever in Gehenim. So those are the six categories of people, La'asa Lava Valein, and about these Beinonim, Amar David, Ahavti Kishma Hashem, Dorash Rava, Maiduk Siva, Ahavti Kishma Hashem, Amra Knesset Yisrael V'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Eim Asayani Yahuva Lefanecha, when am I beloved to you, Bizman Shata Shomea, Kol Tachnunai, Talosi V'li Yoshia, Afal Pi Shedola, Ani Min HaMitzvos, even though I'm poverty stricken from mitzvos, it's talking about the Beinonim that don't have enough Zuchuyos to be Machriya Lekav Zchus, they don't have enough Zuchuyos to save them, Li Na Loshia, Kodesh Baruch Hu is still going to save them, he's still going to help them out, Li Na Loshia, it's still worthy of being saved by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it says Gemara, Poshei Yisrael B'Gufan, my Nihu. What are the Poshei Yisrael B'Gufan? Who are the Poshei Yisrael B'Gufan? Amarav Karkafta Delo Manach Tefillin. It's a skull, a Jewish head that doesn't put on tefillin, that never puts on tefillin. Poshei Umos Ha'olam B'Gufan, Amarav Ba'Avera. Poshei Umos Ha'olam B'Gufan means people who sin with Gilei Arayos. So for different definitions of Poshei Yisrael B'Gufan, of Poshei B'Gufan for Yisraelim versus for the Umos Ha'olam. Tosos writes that Karkafta Lamanach Tefillin, Tosos writes in Nimra Beinu Tam that the reason they don't put on Tefillin is because they find the mitzvah of Tefillin to be beneath their dignity. But if someone doesn't put on Tefillin all the time because he's afraid that he doesn't have a guf naki, even though it's not right, you should still put on Tefillin because a person should, for at least some portion of time during the day, be able to guard himself and make sure that he does in fact have a guf naki for some amount of time. Even though he did something wrong, he would not be considered Poshei Yisrael B'Gufan. Right? The mitzvah of wearing tefillin is really all day long. We are concerned about not being able to keep a gufnaki, and as a result of that, we don't wear tefillin all day long, but we don't ignore the mitzvah entirely. If you have a chiv in the mitzvah, you can't not do it entirely, so we put on tefillin for the amount of time that we deem ourselves capable of keeping a gufnaki. That's why it's a big question why we don't put on tefillin for mincha. Mincha is much shorter than shachris. What would be so difficult about putting on tefillin for mincha, about keeping a guf naki for the amount of time that we daven mincha? Okay, our practice is that we don't do it, but it's a very strong kasha why it is that we don't do it. They say that in Valashin, the Netziv wouldn't allow, there was some Bachram that wanted to practice such a Midas Chasidus to put on tefillin for Mincha, and the Netziv didn't allow it. There was one Bachar who was like a Malach Hashem Tzvakos that the Netziv allowed it for. That was for Rav Kook, only for Rav Kook. He didn't make an exception for anybody else to put on tefillin because that his Tzidkus was so obvious. But generally speaking, a person still has to put on tefillin. When you have someone who's not chayiv in tefillin, so good, you have a woman is not chayiv in tefillin, the inability to keep a gufnaki should prevent her from putting on tefillin. Meaning, we only do it because we have to, so you can't ignore a mitzvah entirely. You can't be mevatel lemitzvah. But that's what the Rama writes, that women don't put on tefillin. Women take lulav, women sin in sukkah, einu mitzvah v'yosa, a woman is allowed to do mitzvah shazman grama. Why is it that the practice among religious women is that they don't put on tefillin? Because there's a risk on the other side of it. The risk is that they're not going to be able to keep a gufnaki during that time. So if you don't have any chiyuv, you don't bring an unnecessary risk. The Urayim writes that even someone who didn't put on tefillin because they're lazy is not included in Poshei Yisrael B'Gufan. It's only dafka, someone who doesn't put on tefillin because he's being moreed against the Ribono Shalom. Beis Yosef points out that from the Tur, it sounds like the Tur disagrees with both of those shitos, with the shita of Rabbeinu Tam and with the shita of the Urayim. And that the Tur holds that someone who doesn't put on tefillin tefillin for whatever reason is considered a poshei yisrael begufan. It's not only if someone doesn't put on tefillin because they're trying to be moried against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or because they think the tefillin are bezuyin or something like that. Any reason not putting on tefillin would qualify someone as being a poshei yisrael begufan. The Ran points out that it's lav dafka tefillin. Any other mitzvah that you do begufo, Kriya Shema Birchamazon, that a person is not Mekayim, he's Bechal Poshei Sol Begufan, if he's never done such mitzvahs. However, the Ritva says that no, it means an Aveira, that really Poshei Sol Begufan is an Aveira Shiesh Bakares. But the tefillin apparently gets to such a madrega, even though there's no kares. Tosos then quotes a mechilta that says that an osik petorah is potter from tefillin. So the Ran writes that it could be because based on the simple principle of osik b'mitzvah potter min a mitzvah, or an osik b'torah doesn't require an os of tefillin because divrei Torah itself is an os. Right? We know we refer to tefillin as an os. That's why at a bris milah we keep the tefillin on as because it's appropriate to have the os of tefillin as we're making the os bris kodesh of the bris milah. That's why it is the Gemara says that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, because Shabbos is an os. So since I have the os of Shabbos, I don't need the os of tefillin on Shabbos. So that's how Tosfos quotes from the Mechilta, an osik petorah is part from tefillin. That's how they explain, because the Torah is also an os. The Ritva gives another reason, because there's a hesach hadas when yosik and Torah, and it's impossible to fulfill both mitzvahs properly simultaneously. Even though it's not really hesach hadas from your tefillin, because hesach hadas from tefillin doesn't just mean that you're not actually thinking about your tefillin every second. It means that you're thinking about divrei chol, but you're not being mekayim this of tefillin properly, because sometimes you may be masiach daitol in divrei chol, and therefore you put from tefillin while learning Torah. So that's the mechilta that Tosfos quotes. Okay, let's see Vaitis. So says the Gemara. Vishanasu chitisim ba'eretz chayim. Amar of Chista, what's that a reference to? Zeparnas hamatel eme yisera latzibur shelo l'shem shemayim. A person who is in a position of authority that causes the tzibur to be terrified, and he does so. He creates that unhealthy sense of power over the tzibur, and he does it shelo l'shem shemayim. Amar of Yidomarav kol parnas hamatel eme yisera latzibur shelo l'shem shemayim. Someone who behaves in such a way, eino roa ben tamil chacham. He's not going to be able to see his child become a tamil chacham. Shenemar lechein yirei uhu anashim, someone who people tremble from, people are afraid of, lo yira kol chachmei lev. He's not going to be zochet to see kol chachmei lev among his children. Beisil lomim rav chesed mata klape chesed. So eich yavin has a kodesh baruch hu tilt the scales toward the side of chesed. Rabbi Lazar omer kov show. The simple pshat of the Gemara is he weighs down that side of the scale where there are the zchuyos. He presses a little bit on that side of the scale to make it seem that there are more zechuyos than there are averos. Rashi Maseches Erech in Daf Chesam Beis says Kovich means that he hides the averos. He sort of takes them off the scale and hides them somewhere so that the scale will lean in favor of the mitzvos. Shnemar Yashuv Yachmenu Yichpo Shavanosenu. Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina Amar that Kodesh Baruch Hu is matakav zechuyos by being nosei, by lifting up the side of the averos. Shnemar nosei avon va'over al pesha, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is no say the avon. He picks up the avon side of the scale, so it makes it look like the mitzvah side of the scale, the zechuyah side of the scale, is more weighty and is being weighed down. Tanuvei Rabbi Shmuel, Mavir Rishon Rishon, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mata Klapei Chesed by removing the first Aveira that comes into the Cheshbon. So if it turns out that a person was really 50-50, the scale is going to lean towards the Chiyos, because Hashem removed one of the Averos. So it's going to lean towards the Chiyos. The Cheni Amida, and that's the Hanaga that Kodesh Baruch Hu acts Klapei Chesed. Amar Rava, Va'avon Atzmo Eino Nimchak. But even though Hashem removes that Avera, that very first Avera from the scale, he doesn't erase it. Because if anyway, even after taking that out of the cheshbon, a person has rov avonos, Hashem throws that one on together with the rest of them, and the person pays the price for that one as well. Amar Rava, kalamavrel midosav, someone who's not so insistent on holding a grudge, and he's willing to forget things that wrongs that are done to him, mavirul al kol pshaav. So the din that he faces, HaKadosh Baruch Baruch Hu is going to not hold a grudge against him either. He's not going to be so medactic with him to punish him for all of his averos. Shenemar, nosei avon va'over al pesha. Lemi nosei avon, who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to be nosei avon for? Lemi sha'over al pesha, someone who's willing to be over al pesha, someone who's maver al midosav, klapei other people who are poshea kenegdo, who somehow who wrong him, who do things to harm him. The Gemara Maseches Yuma and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph raises a question on Rava from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yot Tzadok that any Talmud Chacham that's Eino Nokim V'Noter Kenachash is not a Talmud Chacham. That one of the midos of a Talmud Chacham is that he's supposed to be Nokim V'Noter Kenachash. Sounds like he's not supposed to be Mavral Midosav. It's a different personality type. Some people are very tough, and it sounds like Talmud Chacham is supposed to be very tough. So the Gemara says that that's talking about Shenakal Dei. That's Mishum Kavar Torah that he holds such a grudge. But if it's not Mishum Kavar Torah, if it's for his own personal honor, so that's inappropriate. That's what our Gemara is saying is supposed to be Mavral Midosav. So the Gemara is asked from Rava that you have to be Mavral Midosav. The Gemara says the Mefayis Luhu Mefayis that calls man that they're Mevakish Mechila, that they're not Mevakish Mechila, you need to be Nokim V'Noter Kenachash. And if they're Mevakish Mechila, then you need to be Mochal right away and to be Mavral Midosav. So the Ritva writes that's only B'mili de Shemaya. But B'mili de Alma, it's usher to keep in your heart that which someone did to you. It's Losikam Lositar. But by Mili de Shemaya, a Talmud Chacham is supposed to wait until the person asks for Mechila, and until then, insist that he's not going to forgive them until they ask for Mechila. But if it's not Mili de Shemaya, it's something personal, then you should be Mochel right away. The Ritva raises the question that the Gemara Megillah tells us that Rav Papa, every single night, he'd go to sleep and he'd be mochel everyone who was mitzayir him, right? We include that in the text of Kriya Shema Alamita, lo mimanashach. If it's mili di alma, pashut, that's not a maila of Rav Papa, lo sikum v'li sitar, there's a basic mitzvah in the Torah. And if it's mili di Shemaya, then why did he do that? Talmud Chacham and Seinu Nokim v'notar is problematic. So that's what the Ritva answers, that by mili di, it's talking about mili di alma. And the maila of forgiving every night was that the Torah doesn't say they have to be mochel belev mechila shemayim. It's just so sikum lo sitar lo gemulo, that you shouldn't lash out against him and pay him his just deserts. But to be mochel mechila gemura, that's a maila, that a person's going to have such a mechila every night. The Ran says that the sugya there is talking about where they were not mevazah him, they were mitzayir him, and that even a Talmud Chacham is able to be mochel. Or a third possibility, that since they were mevazah him, but sin, it's not considered to be such a bizayin atara, and that you're allowed to be mochel, you don't need to be nokim v'noter. Back in the Gemara, Rav Huna bar Rav Shua Chalash. Rav Huna bar Rav Shua was sick once. All Rav Papa l'shiu l'ber. Rav Papa went to see how he was doing. Chazi de Chalash le'alma. He saw that Rav Huna bar Rav Shua was holding by the end. So he told Rav Huna's family, Tzavisa le'zavdasa, you better make preparations, meaning prepare the tachrichin, because it's we're coming to the end over here. L'sof itfach. And then Rav Huna got better. He had a miraculous recovery. So Rav Papa was embarrassed to see Rav Huna because he knew that Rav Huna knew that Rav Papa was already preparing his takrichid. So that's a little embarrassing. You're going to see him in, and you have in your closet, you have his takrichim all ready to go. So Rav Papa said to Rav Huna, my chazis, what did you see? Amalu, in Hachiyavi. He said, you were right. Your assessment was correct. I was going to die. Vamalu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, but Kodesh Baruch Hu told the Bezin Shalmaila, since he was not Mamed al Midosav, he was willing to forgive, then we're not going to be medactic with him either. Shnemer no se'avon v'over al pesha. Lemi no se'avon, lemi sha'over al pesha. So the over pesha. So you see that Mida is what saved his life. Then the Pasuk says, l'she'eris nachlaso. It says, mi'al kamocha no se'avon v'over al pesha, l'she'eris nachlaso. Amr be'achav rao chanina, alia v'kotzpa, like the fatty tail of a sheep that has a coat in it, that has like a bony part to it, which makes it very difficult to get hanah from. So even though there are divrei tanchumin that Kodesh Baruch Hu is no se'avon v'over al pesha, but it's not going to be for everybody. It's only l'sheirus nachlaso v'lo l'kol nachlaso. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not no se'avon for everybody, only for the she'eris nachlaso, for certain people. Who's that? L'mi shemesim atzmo kishirayim. Someone who treats himself as if he's a shirayim, as if he's a leftover, as if he's not so someone so chashuv. Ravuna Rami Ksiv Tzadik Hashem called Rachav Chasim Chol Masav. It says that Hashem is a tzadik, and then it says that he's a chasid. B'tchil a tzadik, ul'b'sof chasid. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts like a tzadik. Everything is done with tzadik, without any pshara. But then, when Hashem saw that the world is not going to be able to exist that way, so he's mishtatif midas hachesed and midas harachamim. Rabbi Elazar Rami, Rabbi Elazar has the following stira. Ksiv ulcha Hashem chesed ki atatshalim kima'aseyu, that Hashem pays back everyone according to their behaviors. So b'tchila ki atatshalim kima'aseyu b'sof ulcha Hashem chesed. So yeah, it's not a stira. Chesed is not a stira to shalim kima'aseyu. Hashem started by working with the system that everyone gets exactly what they deserve. But when he saw the olam is not miskayim in that way, so then it became l'cha Hashem chesed. So ilfi v'armi lo ilfa. Somebody, either Ilfi or Ilfa Rami, asked the following stira. Ksiv v'rav chesed, ksiv v'emes. It says rav chesed, and also says v'emes. Which is it? Emes is not chesed. B'tchil v'emes, l'besof rav chesed. Same answer. It starts off with emes, but Hashem saw that the world doesn't work with just emes. Everyone's going to fall apart. So that's why v'rav chesed, he does l'fnim yishur sedin. V'yavar Hashem al panav v'yikra, am rabbi yochanan, mali mikro kosev v'yav shalom. If not that the pasuk said it, we would never be able to say such a thing. Hashem wraps himself like a shliach tzibur, the herelo the Moshe seder tefila, and he taught Moshe to say the yud gimel midos. V'armelo kol zman sheyishol choten yasul farei k'seder hazeh. Whenever the Jewish people do an avera, they have the option of doing this seder. Yasu means to say the yud gimel midos. Some explain, other mafreshim explain, it means to behave in a way that resembles the yud gimel midos. V'ani mochalem, and then I'm going to be mochal them. The Gemara goes on to darsh in the names of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It says Hashem, Hashem. It says twice Hashem. Aniu kodim sheyachta Adam, aniu la'achar sheyachta Adam. That's way of Hashem saying that I am unchanged. The same Hashem I am with midas rachamim before a person sins, I am after a person sins. V'yasa tshuva, and then does tshuva. Kel rachum v'chanun, am ravido bris krusel l'sholosh asher midos. Shein l'chozos reikam. That the sholosh asher midos, a person does not go back empty handed from such a tefillah. Shemar hinei enoch he co-raised bris. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gedol Tshuva Shem Kras Gzar Dino Shel Adam. Tshuva is so powerful, it tears up a previous Gzar Din. Shneim Hashmin Leiv Amazav Aznav Achved Ve'inav Hasha Pen Yirah Ve'inav Aznav Yishmael Vav Yavin Veshav Rafaelo. So you see that if a person does Tshuva, it's Rafaelo that he's going to have a Rafua. Amar Le Rav Papa Labai Ve'dilma Lefnei Gzar Din. Maybe that pasuk is talking about before the Gzar Din. How do I know Tshuva helps to be Korea a Gzar Din, to tear up an existing Gzar Din? It says that there's going to be a refuah. Refuah implies that there was a machla. What matter requires a refuah? It must be that there was a gzardin against the person, and that's why they need a refuah. Meisvei, the Gemara challenges Vayter. Hashav bein etayim. If a person does tshuva in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, mochlin lo. Lo shav bein etayim. But if he didn't do tshuva in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, afilu evi kol eile nevayo shabalam. Even if he brings all the alien Nevaios, those are the most expensive karbanos, the Ayalim of Nevaios. Nevaios is the name of a place. That's where the Bnei Yishmael lived, and Bechor Yishmael is Nevaios, and apparently they have the nicest Ayalos. So you could bring the nicest animals in the world for karbanos. Ein mochlin lo, he's not going to get a mechila. So apparently tshuva doesn't help once the Gzar Din already was nechtam on Yom HaKippurim. Says Marlo Kasha, Habi Yachar Rabbi Tzibur. A Yachar who does tshuva after the Gzar Din, it's not going to help, but it's Tzibur that does tshuva, that's always going to help. When a tzibur does tshuva, Meisvei asks the Gemara, "Ve'ini Hashem Elokecha Ba, Kodesh Baruch Hu is always looking at Eretz Yisrael. Itim l'tovi, itim l'ra'a. Sometimes that extra hashkacha that Hashem has over Eretz Yisrael is to our benefit, and sometimes not so much to our benefit. Itim l'tovi keitzad. How is it to our benefit? Eretz Yisrael, Rasham Gemurim Rashana. If Klal Yisrael are Rasham Gemurim Rashana, upaskalem gesham muatim, and Hashem determined that they're going to have a very small amount of rain. L'sof chazber, and then we do tshuva. L'hosav alei niyefshe. You can't add more because shekvar nigzer gzer. The gzer was already made. Elokarosh baruch hu meridim bezman and ala aretz atzrichalan hakol lefi aretz. Hakarosh baruch hu will maximize the impact of that rain by giving it at the right times in the right places. Itam l'ra, but sometimes that hashkacha doesn't work out for us. Kate, tzadarei sheyisol tzadikim gemurim rashana. If we were tzadikim gemurim rashana, paskal lein gesham rumen, we're supposed to have a ton of rain. L'sof chazber, and then we did averos. So livchos man. Hashem, you can't give us less rain because the gzera was already made. El Kodesh Baruch Hu Merid and Shelo Bizman, and Hashem will make them fall at the wrong times. Al Aretz Shein Tzrich Land, on parts of the land that don't need the rain. So Letova Mia Likari Lgzar Dinai Velosiv Lehu. So says Mar, but wait a second. I thought, you know, when we do tshuva, how Kodesh Baruch Hu could tear up the gzar din? So why do we say that he can't add more rain? Shani Yosem Daf Shabachi. He can, but he chooses not to if there's another option. So if there's the option of just maximizing the rain that he gives us, so he chooses that. Tashema says, well, I'll bring another raya, that even by a tzibur, there's a kriyas gzar din. Yorde ayam ba'anios osim melacha b'mayim rabim heimaro masi Hashem. Bayom rayam ruach sar v'teromim galav yachog v'yanu kishikro v'yitzak v'al Hashem b'tzar lehem. Yodu l'Hashem chazdo. So asal lehen simanios, we see that there are nunim hafuchim by these psukim, ka'achin v'rakin shebetorah. And they're meant to be darshaned like a miut in the Torah. Lomacha to say, tsa'aku kodim gzardin, if you cry out before the gzardin, then they're going to be answered. But tsa'aku la'achar gzardin. But if the crying out happens after the gzardin, ain't nenin. They're not going to be answered. So you see that even the rabbim are not able to be korea the gzardin. Says Mar Hani Nami, the yorde ayam are not considered a rabbim. They're ki yichidim damu. They're viewed as a yichidim, not as a rabbim. They don't have the robe of the tzibur. So that's why their gzar din is not going to be torn up. Okay, but Hashem, we'll move on to the next challenge to this idea that you could be korea gzar din of a tzibur tomorrow with Tashema. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Have a good day.